Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, here with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at andersongriggs.com. And our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. So where are you going to be watching or listening to the Super Bowl, which happens to be this Sunday, by the way? Well, if you're not going to be at the biggest party in town, then something's wrong with you, because it is the biggest party in town. It's the annual Super Bowl party that the Haven puts on right over at the Magnolia Room. And the man, the myth, the legend, the guy who's going to tell us all about it, Mr. Phil Milam, who is the board chair. How you doing, Mr. Board Chair?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Manny.
Good to have you back again. So tell everybody about the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Phil Milam.
Well, my wife tells me I've got a face for radio, so we'll start there.
She actually said there's two faces for radio here.
There you go. Actually, I've been in the area for about 15 years. I got my beautiful wife, who's sitting over to the left, Susie, my son. I've got a son who's an orthopedic surgeon and used to be an orthopedic surgeon in the Army. I've got another who's a farmer.
That's quite a difference, isn't it?
It is definitely. You know, the kids are always.
Yeah, I got you.
But fortunately, I grew up in a farm family down around Clemson, and we've been in York County, like I said, 15 years, and I've been fortunate enough to be part of the Haven for about, I guess we're going on a decade now. So,
how about that?
Yep.
So what have you done professionally to put food on the table?
We started out selling agricultural chemicals, and then somehow, some way, ended up in medical sales. So I was in the medical sales, selling to hospitals for 40 years. And by the way, I just retired as of the first of this year. So
really?
Spend a little bit more time doing the things that need to be done outside of work.
Good for you. So this big soiree that the Haven puts on, how many years you've been doing this?
I think we're at 15 now.
15 years.
Yep. The pandemic set us back 1 year, so it may be 14 years total when you look at the calendar, but for 15 years we've had the Super Bowl party.
Well, so people understand, this is coming up on this Sunday, the 9th.
Mm-hmm.
It starts at 6 o'clock.
Doors open at 5:30.
5:30.
Mm-hmm.
That's when the oysters will start rolling out.
That is exactly right.
Yeah. You know who will be first there?
Oh, and you know, I wasn't an oyster guy until the Super Bowl party, and now I can't do without them.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about me.
That's awesome.
I got my special glove. I got my special oyster
knife.
I'm ready to go.
That's it.
I'm ready to go. So the idea behind this is to bring a lot of people together, have a good time, because you're going to have food all over the place. If you don't like oysters, that's fine.
Yep.
There'll be plenty of what?
Well, we've got our standard menu. We've got Dixie Pig is bringing the wings and the barbecue. We've got, obviously, Clint Boyd and the Saltwater Market is donating the oysters, South Carolina oysters.
Good for him.
And then we've got the Chiranda Mexican Restaurant is donating a guac bar and salsa bar.
Oh, boy.
So we got that going for us. So they'll have plenty to eat, I can assure you. And then we've got the open bar, which is donated by a variety of partners
great.
In the community.
That's great. Now, this is all held over the Magnolia. I think it's been in the Magnolia Room almost every year, hasn't it?
It has. We had it over at Manchester one time. It just seemed like our clientele, the people wanted to stay a little bit closer to home, so we keep it at the Magnolia Room. It's perfect for about 200 people of your closest friends to come together.
And it's a good time. So the big thing is the game. Now, we've gone from the great big blow-up screen in the middle of the Magnolia Room to a bunch of TVs all around the place.
Correct.
And that's how we're staying up with a bunch of TVs?
That is it.
Yeah.
Sharp has donated the four TVs. And for those who have said, hey, there's a lot of noise in the room, there's a lot of people talking and so forth, we've improved the sound system this year, so they ought to be able to hear the commercials, they'll be able to hear the game play-by-play, and they'll be able to hear the halftime show.
So I'm going to give you an alternative to hearing it.
Yep.
Okay, very simply. Bring your phone and bring your earphones. And your earplugs, or what do you call them?
Earbuds.
You turn on Interstate 107.
Yep.
We carry the entire radio broadcast, and you can listen to everything, and understand what's going on while you're watching it on the TV.
Well, maybe we can hand out the earbuds. That's awesome.
No, I don't have that many earbuds to give out. All right. So this is you do this because it's a major fundraiser for mm-hmm. the Haven. And I think we probably need to take a few steps back for those who are new to our community who don't understand anything about the Haven. But I can tell you it probably is one of the most successful nonprofit agencies in the county
Absolutely.
For doing what it's set out to do. So tell everybody about the Haven.
Oh, man, I love to tell people about the
you
Haven.
You got plenty of time, so go
love
right ahead.
Love to tell people about the Haven. If you look at the, if you go on our website or you just hear the Haven Men's Shelter, you might get the wrong idea. The Haven is a men's shelter, but it's more of a program. You know, the standard, and I've been working with homeless for almost 25 years, and one of the things that frustrated me is your standard men's shelter or shelter is a bed and a meal.
Yeah.
And that's great. That's important. That's so important. But I kept seeing the same guys over and over and over, and there didn't seem to be a ladder or a program that would help them transition off the street and back to individual contributor in the community, the self-esteem that comes with that, self-employed. And so instead of, and as a taxpayer, you want to see these folks get back to contributing to society rather than just pulling from the resources. So I found the Haven, fast forward. Haven was here and in place long before I came. But I can tell you, we have a program. It's a 90 to 120 days. We provide help in getting them in. We do provide the shelter. We do provide the food. But these individuals in our 27 beds, they actually get employment. We help them get employment. We help them with a bank account savings. They're required to save money.
And they have to have a job.
And they have to have a job. And then we even provide them with health insurance because a lot of the homeless community gets their health care free of charge through the emergency room, which ultimately gets back to the taxpayer or the actual premium payer. And so we provide them, we work with an insurance company locally to provide them health insurance. We provide them education and resources to help learn about financial planning, to handle any emotional issues, any addictions, and so forth. But ultimately, after the 90 to 120 days, we graduate these individuals, helping them find the best we can in low-income housing, which is always a challenge. And ultimately, as you and I have talked about before, the Haven is 90-plus percent successful
graduating. I want you to say that again, because most people don't grab that first time around. 93% success rate. That's phenomenal.
We graduate 100 men in a calendar year, and we are over 90% successful. And what do I mean by successful? Success means that after 1 year, they are still living independent, they're still employed, and so they're ultimately we just help them with the foundation to get back on their feet.
And my understanding is that the wraparound services that you have for these men, you're staying with them while they're out there in the real world.
Absolutely.
Because you don't want them to come back.
No, we actually support them after the fact. In fact, we have programs in place to ensure that they can pay their rent, that they continue to, and literally they can come back at any time and ask for support, even though they're living in an apartment.
It's amazing. So this model that you have at the Haven, has this been replicated? I mean, did you borrow it from someplace else and use it here, or is this an original that you're now sharing with others?
There's programs like this across the country. In fact, our big brother, if you will, is in Colombia. There's one in Colombia that's operates in a very similar manner. But it makes just total sense. It's common sense. If you are a homeless person, you can very easily get into a cycle of chronic homelessness. And in many cases, there are some reason, whether financial, whether emotional, whether addiction, that's keeping you there. To break those chains, you put in milestones, stimuli, support, and resources, and just, you know, tough love to help these individuals break that chain, and they have to have a heart to want to get off the street. So we try to meet those people where they are and give them a ladder out of homelessness.
As I have said on this program a number of times in the past, I believe everybody has a button inside of them that can be pushed under the right circumstances that will put you in this situation, like you have the loss of a loved one, loss of a job, losing your home, whatever the case is. It can be pushed at any one time.
You're right.
And it can happen to you. I mean, we've heard stories over and over and over again. I won't tell my whole story about what I know, but I'll give you a summary. and that is I know a new guy who was the vice president for the DuPont Company in Wilmington, Delaware, who is a former speaker of the Delaware House of Representatives, who was living in a box in San Francisco because that button inside of him got pushed when his wife got killed in a horrific automobile accident. So it can happen.
It can definitely happen.
And my guess is a lot of these men and women that you see walking around, they've got a story to tell. And fortunately, there are places like Pathways and Bethel and The Haven and the rest of all these nonprofits that are trying to do something. And they've got programs that work. Mm-hmm. People just have to get there and start to use it.
Absolutely.
And work. And they've got to work at it.
Right. Absolutely.
Okay, so you graduate about 100 people a year. Is that what it is?
Yes.
And you've been doing this how many years?
The Haven has... I'm trying to remember how many years
the Haven has
been. Well, 15 years is how many years we've been having the Super Bowl party.
Okay.
It's 15 to 20 years, yes.
That's a lot of people.
We'll leave it at that.
It's a lot of people. And you have not always been located at Pathways. You used to be wherever.
Archive Street.
And that's another interesting story. That's a... And you were probably around for all that, weren't you?
I was.
You grew out of where you were on, what was the street?
Archive.
Archive Street. You had, what, 12 beds over there?
Small house with 12 beds in it, and occasionally we could put a 13 man on a couch if we had an overflow.
Right.
But it was perfect to get started, but I can tell you that through the generosity of the community here in Rock Hill, we were able to move to the Pathways umbrella, Pathways complex, and ultimately set up. Now we've got 27 beds, and we hope to continue to grow.
I was going to say, you have the capability there to grow that a little bit further,
correct.
Do you not?
Correct.
But it's just a question of having enough people and enough resources to handle.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, it's quite a story. So here we are on the threshold of this weekend's Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. How big a deal is this for you in terms of fundraising?
Well, it takes $225,000 to $235,000 a year to operate the shelter, and that's if a major appliance doesn't break down. With that, in graduating, if you do the math, it's about $2,200 per man that we graduate. The Super Bowl party is actually our largest of our fundraisers. And in fact, we will bring in somewhere between $75,000 and $100,000 from the actual Super Bowl party. And that will, and as you can tell, I mean, it gives us almost half of our operating, 40% of our operating budget. So it is extremely important.
And the rest of the year, how do you bring in the rest of the dollars?
Oh, we have car shows. We have what we call a cake auction. And then ultimately, we depend on the local community. Local partnerships with business, local partnerships with churches, individual donors. If you were to ask me what your listeners could do, they can, number one, pray for us. Number one. Number two, we really would like you to go to your employer and say, hey, look, we've got this really cool nonprofit in Rock Hill. Maybe we want to partner with them. Individual donors can go to our website is thehavenrh.org, and that is T-H-E, Haven, RH, like rockhill.org, and you can donate online there. But really, donations are critical to helping us continue to do what we do.
You know, I would add one more thing to that list. I'm a big believer, seeing is believing.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Pathways does tours all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't want to do the whole Pathways
tour,
you can call Haven and say, look, I want to come see what you're doing down there.
Absolutely.
Because it is something to see. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really is. I know when the Pathways tours have been held, you've got a dormitory down there that's, as you say, it can sleep, whatever, 25, 27. 20,
27.
And even during the day, there are some men sleeping there,
mm-hmm.
because they work third shift overnight, which I think is very, very interesting. I mean, it's a round-the-clock operation. And you've got your common area there where people can eat and do what they want to do. Pathways also has the cafeteria, which I know is where a lot of the guys get their meals in the evening. It's just very interesting. The whole setup is unique, and people really need to see it. Because when you see it, you will say to yourself, you know, this is a place where I could put some money that I know I'm going to get a return in terms of what's going to happen.
Absolutely.
93% speaks for itself.
Absolutely.
So does any particular success story sit in your head right now of somebody who came through this program and just defied your best hope for them?
Yeah, we actually we had a gentleman that came through the program. We had a gentleman that came through the program, that, and this was just recently, within the last 12 months, that is now owns his own home, and actually is a computer. He writes software, and is gainfully employed writing software. We've got individuals that come through that rent their home, and as we mentioned, we're successful in actually paying their rent for a year. But then we do have occasionally those situations where we've got somebody who's graduated from that rental property now to owning their own home and kind of getting back on their feet and contributing to society in that regard.
And that is no small accomplishment.
Oh, no.
In today's world.
It's amazing.
I mean, when you think of what the price of housing is.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing.
Everywhere. Here, across the country, whatever. All right, we're going to go ahead and take our mid-program break. Remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, relax here with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. They're with us every day. You can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Okay, for all you people over there enjoying lunch, including you, Broad and Actually, ready? We do for fresh subs and saddles. We do them 6 days a week between 10 in the morning and 9 o'clock at the white letters. You're going to read them out loud with us. Are you ready, Susie? 1, 2, 3. Slice, slice, slice.
Slice. Garden, garden, garden.
All right, not bad. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
Hey, Manning, I hear the gyros are back at Substation 2.
That's right, Alex, and they are great. They're made to order, served hot on warm, soft pita bread with creamy tzatziki sauce, onion, and tomato. And I can't wait to get one.
Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
At Piedmont Medical Center, we have the expertise to treat the conditions that cause back pain, and we're focused on delivering compassionate care to help you live life pain-free. In fact, Piedmont Medical Center is designated a Blue Distinction Center for Spine Surgery by Blue Cross Blue Shield for our commitment to quality care and comprehensive spine surgery services. And by the way, Piedmont offers robotic spine surgery, an innovative surgical option that assists the spine surgeon and care team throughout the surgery. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
There are very few genuine money managers in America, and one just happens to be your neighbor. If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see what a money manager can do for you. Anderson Griggs, 324-5044, or go online to AndersonGriggs.com.
It's soup weather, and Substation 2 is ready. Nothing says fall like a cup of hot, delicious soup, and we serve a rotating selection of flavors. Just call to find out what's on the menu, because we never know what we're going to feel like making that day. Soup and sandwich, what a great combo. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Phil Milam is with us today. He's the board chair of The Haven. And as we started talking about when the program got underway, this Sunday happens to be the Super Bowl. And probably the best place to see the Super Bowl and listen to the Super Bowl is over at the Magnolia Room for the Haven's annual Big Fat Fundraiser. And if you like steamed oysters, you're going to have steamed oysters. And our buddy Clint Boyd, who has been on this show several times in the past, he operates Saltwater, what's it called?
Saltwater Seafood Markets.
I can never remember that. Saltwater Seafood Markets. And the reason I don't remember it is because he doesn't have a store here in Rock Hill. So tell him that again, will you? Because I've been telling him that for years. He's working on it. He's working on it. But he graciously is donating a whole bunch of oysters.
15 bags.
15 bags. That's a bunch. Let's see. I can eat.
Oh.
Let's see. I guess there'll be a little left over for somebody else.
Yeah. And they're going to have all the saltine crackers to go with them, all the hot sauce, all the cocktail sauce.
And let's review the menu one more time inside for those who are not oyster eaters.
Dixie Pig is bringing the barbecue. They're bringing the wings. And then we've got Chiranda Mexican Restaurants with a guac and salsa bar. And then we've got, obviously, Clint Boyd and Saltwater Markets with a bunch of oysters.
Well, Dr. Foodie just walked in, and I know we caught his attention talking about all these things that are going to be available at the Super Bowl party. He's got big bucks, too. He'll write you a check. We'll put some zeros after it, okay? No problem. And this is, by the way, we need to clear this up because there's some confusion about what's been posted online. This is being held at the Magnolia Room.
At the Magnolia Room.
Where it's been every year.
Correct.
And the menu is pretty much the same. Lots of oysters and lots of everything else you just talked about.
Correct. And literally, it's for those who don't know where the Magnolia Room is, 4017 Laurel Creek Road. And that's if you go down Selinies, like you're going toward York, behind, and you turn there on Indian Hook behind or next to the Harris Teeter, it's right down the road on your left.
Can't miss it.
Nope.
Absolutely can't miss it. It's directly across from the WRHI AM radio tower.
There you go. That works. That works.
You dial you right in. And as I told everybody, make sure you bring your radio and your earbuds. Because if it gets too noisy inside there, you just turn on your earbuds, put it on 107.1, and listen to the whole game while you're watching it up on the TV screens. Makes sense to me.
There is a lot of
noise.
Let's just say noise in the room because there's a lot of people that are talking and so forth. But we have improved the sound for this year. So
big speakers coming. All right. So what else is on the program besides a lot of eating and a lot of talking?
Actually,
a lot of your favorite beverage.
I can tell you, we're gonna thank a lot of people. There's a lot of folks who have sponsored the program, who have already given so much to make sure that the program continues and it's a high quality event. We're going to tell them a little bit about the Haven and the mission of the Haven and some of the successes we've had this year. We've got one success story that we always try to throw in there with at one of our men who will tell his story,
a
testimonial. And then then the other piece is we'll have some drawings and some fun stuff like the 50-50 and the betting boards.
Oh yeah, the betting boards. I forgot about those.
and we're going to try to minimize as much of the talk as we can so that we can leave enough time for the football play-by-play, for the halftime show, and for the commercials that people always want to see.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got it all covered.
Yeah.
It sounds like a lot of fun. All right, the doors open at 5:30. And they're going to be rolling the oysters out right around then.
5:30.
You're sure?
Oh, I'll.
You're positive?
I'm positive.
I don't want to be there a minute.
Hey, look, we're gonna say grace and get at it.
I think we're going to have a contest, you and I. We'll go
out
and see.
I'm with you.
Are you with me?
Wait.
Tickets. Where can people get tickets at this late date?
Oh, look, that's probably the easiest question. You can go to thehavenrh.org and buy your tickets online, or you can just show up at the door and buy your tickets. We're going to have tickets at the door. So.
Now, I know I'm putting you on the spot here, but you couldn't do this if you didn't have a lot of support from sponsors, from people are donating this, donating that. We mentioned Clint Boyd donating the oysters. That's a lot of oysters, 15 big old bushels of oysters. That's a bunch. Are there some other names you want to throw out that have helped make this party possible?
I mean, we got a lot of individual donors. I can tell you that we got people who do in-kind donations like Smooth Move, Reed over at Smooth Move Movers, who takes the TVs from Sharp and stores them for us and brings them over and then takes them back to his storage room.
Right.
We've got Sharp who actually provides provide the actual monitors, those big, heavy, large-screen TVs.
Yeah.
We've got William and Fudge. We've got Jim Gill Insurance. I mean, there's just so many different people that donate to the cause. So I think that, but really, it comes down to individual donors, business donors. We've got Spring Close actually gave us a big check this year. So I mean, there's just a ton of folks who I'd like to thank, and they will be thanked that night.
All right, as you say, you hope to raise between $75,000 and $100,000 on this. And most of that will be for your operations. I'm sure you have a few expenses somewhere, but nothing. No.
It goes straight to it.
Straight to it.
Every dollar 100%. Goes straight to the Haven's operations.
That's great. That's good. No. You can't say enough about the Haven. As I said before, I encourage you to take a little bit of your time and take a tour of the place. It won't take you but 10 minutes.
Please.
10 or 15 minutes. If you want to do the Pathways thing, that's about 45 minutes to see the whole thing. And it really is quite something to have all those agencies under one roof that are working together in their different ways to get men and women back up on their feet.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's good. Good, 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 good. So I must admit, I'm at a point here where I'm trying to think, what have I missed here on talking about the Haven? Surely I've missed something here about the Haven. And as a board chair, you need to tell me where I've missed it.
No, I can say there's a lot of, you know, we talked about earlier that it's $2,200 per man. You know, somebody, if they wanted to, they could sponsor one man. You know, if they, we've got individuals who church groups that come in and feed our men on certain nights. So if you've got a faith organization, a church that wants to come in, a youth group that wants to come help clean the Haven, we've got probably one of the coolest things that happened recently. Obviously, with 27 homeless men, we have a need for a laundry. Well, we've just had somebody, we've got washing machines and dryers, but they take a lot of beating. So somebody came in and donated a brand new laundry to us. We're able to provide a laundry for us. We've got individuals that come from churches that that caulk the windows, because we have, you know, that came in and just caulked all the windows for the place. So if you want to get involved with the Haven, there is obviously a way to do that, whether financially through your donations, partnerships with your employer, or if you're a business owner, or if you just want to come over and donate clothing. If you want to come over and clean, if you want to come, there's a number of ways that individuals can get involved at Haven. Just call and ask.
And I would imagine that if there's anybody out there who is having a party of some kind and they've got a bunch of leftover food,
absolutely
bring it over to the Haven, because every time I come to the Haven, I see tables full of it. And let's face it, 28 men are going to eat a bunch of food.
Chick-fil-A donates a ton of their chicken, the salads, of the nuggets, of the sandwiches, and so believe me, there's always a need at the Haven.
Well, you could not have the success that you have if you didn't have the community behind you, and they obviously have been behind you, not only with the success of the Super Bowl party, but the donations that you get throughout the course of the year. And we haven't even talked about Nancy Landerman. I mean, she is really the nuts and bolts, or the glue that holds us all together.
I can tell you, Nancy has done more for the Haven in making the connections, on loving the men, on being creating the innovation that's needed to make sure that we continue to bring in more and more operational funding. She has cut costs significantly in the process, and made it very economical for us based on where it used to be. Her staff of Lisa, her staff of Eddie, Chad. Eddie and Chad are our monitors 24/7. Lisa's our admin coordinator. The whole group is just so committed to seeing the success of these men and really loving on these guys through this program and even after they leave.
Well, it's the power of somebody throwing an arm around you and say, look, I'm here to help you. It can make all the difference in the world. You just talk to the people who are involved in Big Brother and Big Sister programs. Yeah, somebody who will show that they have a little interest in you can get you right back up on your feet.
Oh, and we've got a mentor program also that individuals will have individuals come in and mentor, meet with one of our Haven residents, take them fishing, take them to a ball game. Take them out to grab a sub sandwich at Substation 2. Yeah. So all of these things, it's just so many ways to get connected. All you got to do is pick up the phone, give us a call, or just raise your hand and stop by.
Yeah, and remember, the stereotype of somebody who's in this position is not what you think it is. A lot of these people at the Haven, perfect example, every man that's in there has been vetted in some way. There's like an application process that you go through.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
And one of the things is they've got to be working. Right? They got to work.
Or we help them get that employment. Yeah. Now, I can tell you that the most important thing is a man has to come with a heart of wanting to get off the street. Good. That is the ticket to the game.
All right, Super Bowl party is coming up this Sunday, 5:30. The doors open to the Magnolia Room. Lots of oysters from Clint Boyd up there at the Saltwater Markets, and we've got lots of food from everybody else. Love it. Grand time. Get there. Get your tickets. Go online or just show up with a check, and they'll be glad to have you come on in. That's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program. Thank you, Phil Milam, for all you do as a member of the board and the chair. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relationship with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. All right, one more time. The restaurant's a little bit more full here now. Roddy Broadneck, stop talking over there. Are you ready? Do something important. All right, Doc, you ready? All right. Fresh subs and salads, we do them. Ah, there you go. 6 days a week. White letters are the key. We'll set it at three. One, two, three.
Slice. Garden.
Not bad. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.